Welcome, Naviyam Yerushalmi. You're holding my Sashain Dev Base in the Oizvah Tradition. Pe'akrisha in the middle of Aloch Aleph. We're starting the Aleph and Base, two lines from the bottom. The Gemara goes back to the discussion we have in the previous Daf. I wanted to say, according to Rav Meir, one is not allowed to sell my Sashaini because he doesn't own my Sashaini. It's a Mamon Gavoya. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the holds of my Sashaini belongs to the person, maybe you could sell it. So the Gemara earlier wanted to bring a kavachomer, of course you could sell it. And the Gemara was doiche, said that it's not a good kavachomer. Now the Gemara is trying to say another kavachomer. Omar of Yirmiel, Mantano in Moichimoiso, who's the mandoma that says you're not allowed to sell my sashini, Rabbi Meir? Braham ki abyudo, but according to abyudo, bedinu shemuto lemochoi. You should be able to sell it. Mi kavachomer, another kavachomer. Continues the Gemara of Bein Simud Aleph. With Shemitah, you're not allowed to pay back a loan. Mutal Mocho, you still could sell it. My Sashani, that you could pay a loan with it. So of course you could sell it. So the more Ashkechon, Shepoyim Choy Medomov, where do we find that you could pay back a loan with my Sashani? Says the Gemara, Ki the Trinit Amon, as we learned there. If someone sold my Sashani for money, but not like the case of our Mishnah, that he sold it, and he just sold my Sashani, the money will remain chulin. But he did a redemption. He sold my Sashani to his friend, and his friend is giving him money, and that money will go into my Sashani. The money will have the Gedusha my Sashani. But then, lo yispik, livdoi soyat shon b'shtayim. He didn't pay right away the money to his friend. So the friend, he did Mashiach, took away the fruits. But he didn't pay the fruits right away. Until he was about to pay the fruits, the value of the fruits doubled. Instead of it being worth a seller, worth two seller. So regarding the halachas of sale, we know the halacha of Matzia is that the way you buy, the way you purchase, the way you acquire items is through Mashiach. So when he did Mashiach, it was worth a seller, it's chayav only a seller. But regarding the Ma'is Hasheni, that you have to go and exchange the Gedusha Ma'is Hasheni to money, he needs to do two slayim, because that's what it's worth right now. One seller he gives to his friend, and one seller will remain by the buyer. But what do you see here? You see, he didn't immediately give money for the payers. He did the Mashiach, and then he owed the money to his friend. You see, the Ma'is Hasheni could be a chayv. He's taking the fruits of my Sashani, and now he owes obligation to his friend. He owes money. And how he's going to pay the money? With money of my Sashani. So you see, you can use my Sashani to pay a loan. Now, in a regular exchange of a Nekach Memkar, buying and selling, it's not a riot, because immediately, when you take the fruits, you give the money, that's not considered to be a loan. But here, you see, he waited, and it increased in value. And he still needs to pay the my Sashani. So you see that you could pay a loan with my Sashani. So the more of you see, Shani, it's not a good raya. Shemishar Rishayna, my Sashani Chayov. There, from the beginning of the transaction, he owes to pay a my Sashani, because that was the deal. I'll give you a pair of my Sashani, and in exchange comes money. This money will be the my Sashani. So right away in the beginning, he was obligated to give money to my Sashani. Ilu Chayav Oyo, but if he owed money, stop. Would that be okay to pay my Sashani in exchange of a regular loan? So there's no raya in that case where the original obligation was to pay my Sashani. Now the Gemara goes to the flip side and says the opposite. You cannot sell my Sashani. We have a raya that you're not allowed to sell my Sashani. The Tanya, we learned over there. Mezi Kiddish, Shoigig Loi Kiddish. A person was Mekadish Aisho with my Sashani. So even though it be mazid, it works. If it was b'shoigig, it does not work. So even though it mazid, when he intended to do it, it works. It's only b'di'evet. L'chatchilo, one should not mekadesh ha'isho with moriz ma'is ha'sheni. Why not? If you hold, you could sell it. Yemuto l'kadesh, but you should l'chatchilo be able to do kiddushin. And the Gemara proves it. Kol shu asu l'moch, or yasu l'kadesh boy. If you can't sell it, you can't do kiddushin with it. As we see, we continue now the Gemara in the base of one base. You now use the money of Shemitah to purchase slaves, lands, and animal. If a person did use the money, he must come and give other fruits to be Shemitah, to have Gedusha Shemitah on it. So he'll take other fruits, and there he will treat it with a Gedusha. So from here, Rabbi learns, you're not allowed to do Kiddushin with the money of Shemis. The reason is, what's the difference than purchasing a maid or doing Kiddushin? So we compare Mechira Kinyan purchase to Kiddushin. If you could do a purchase, you could do Kiddushin. Can't do a purchase, you can't do Kiddushin. So if you see the Ma'aseh Sheni cannot be used for Kiddushin, so that means you can't sell Ma'aseh Sheni. So how do I bring a Rai, you can't sell Ma'aseh Sheni. Continues the Gemara and says a similar idea from a different point of view. Rabbeis B'Shem Zeiro, Rabbi Yudah B'Shem, Rabbi Yulo, Divrei Akoli, meaning Rameir and Rabbi Yudah both agree you cannot sell Ma'aseh Sheni. Why is that? Mipnei, according to Rabbi Chaim the Gir says, Mipnei Zilzuloi. So people will not treat Ma'aseh Sheni with disgrace. They have to get treated with kavod. So to sell Ma'aseh Sheni will bring people to be mezalzel Ma'aseh Sheni. Other mafashim keep the gears that we have, the way Pri Moshe says it, because the people that we said that wanted to bring a Kal Chomer and the Kal Chomer didn't work, so that's why we remain with the idea that Rabbi Yudah holds you can't sell Ma'aseh Sheni. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi b'Shar Avachu Divrei Akoli, everybody agrees that Mary and Rabbi Yudah you can't sell it. So everybody will bring the fruit to Yerushalayim. As Rabbi Chaim points out, we will see that going into Yerushalayim brings Yira Shamayim, and that's what we want to encourage people to go to Yerushalayim. And that's what he said, not to sell Ma'aseh Sheni. The Mishnah says you can take the Ma'aseh Sheni as a mashkin. So the Gemara, Kitzad Einu Mashkini Moy. So what's the case? You know, I'll take it as a mashkin. Hanichas Etor Beisu Shel Chaver Yil Mashkin. The lender's coming to the borrower's home to take a mashkin. Ali Mashkin Ma'aseh Sheni Shelo. Should not take as collateral the Ma'aseh Sheni. So the Gemara Tani, loy marhini moisoi. Marhini is the same idea of mashkin. The difference is the mashkin comes after the loan. Meaning the lender lends money, the borrower can't pay, the lender after a while goes to his house, takes a collateral. But marhini refers to that immediately in the time of the loan, the borrower gives a collateral to the lender. And should I use it to give it to a grocer to use it for that as credit? They will be able to buy, to purchase food, and this will be the collateral. So now I use Ma'aseh Sheni for any type of mashkin, for any type of collateral. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Ma'aseh Sheni Dav Beis.